Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
We live? Well, let's do it. D.E.G. Granddaughter.
430 in the building.
Yeah.
Big game, we talked that. Made a path, we walked that. Skills max, streets got a bag. That's a real win. Never lost that. This dead end gaming. You know how we do. BZ and the granddad. That's player one, that's player two. New. We gon' talk about it. Review. We gon' talk about it. PlayStation, Xbox, Nintendo. We gon' talk about it. Can't forget that PC. Best around is where it be. Special guest from out of left for right about that family tree. We got it. Sonic's traveling real fast. Leveled up, but we the final boss. So what else to go for this podcast? It's dead end gaming. Finna hit the mark. On point like the sharpest art. If you tuned in, just know you smart. Press start.
I told y'all the next time y'all was gonna see me here on this podcast or listening, I'm gonna be a married man. Shout out to Majestic Madness for filling in for me 2 weeks ago. Uh-huh. You know, appreciate you. You know, that's always the fam right there coming in, filling in for the home team. You know what I'm saying? But yes, I am back, y'all. I'm back. Y'all saw me last week though for the gaming week, but yes, I'm back for the podcast. You know what I'm saying? I'm back. Thank y'all so much for still watching, listening. All that other stuff. Hope you guys.
I think it was gonna leave after a week, bro. Damn.
I mean, you know, look. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, I'm here too.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn. I just said, like, I can't hold it down.
No. Like us, you know what I'm saying?
What about my chopped liver?
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. As always, man. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for watching. All that other great stuff. I got granddaughter here with me.
Granddaughter, 1,000 hours. Way through out now. Yeah. We out here. We just doing our thing. You know, be a married man. Put it on that. Put on the married man. Look at him. 430. 430 off the market.
430 off the market. 430 off the market.
But no, congrats to B again.
Thank you.
And thank everybody for all their support for him. And also just, you know, like I said, holding it down last week, Majestic. A lot of fun. Having Majestic on, so shout out to her as well. But yeah, we back in effect, and
man, we so sorry. We Tyler said this to me afterwards. Mm-hmm. Me, her, and this man, we did not take a picture together at my reception. I'm so
mad.
We fucked up.
Looking clean too.
We was so clean.
And we was looking good.
We was all clean.
We was
that
clean
night.
As fuck.
And we ain't
y'all
even
never
take,
know.
We didn't even take a damn
not
picture.
One. We fucked up.
Oh my god,
we're terrible.
That's crazy, man. It's so I was goddamn like, oh shame. My god, like you were so right. You so right, Tyler. I freaking forgot. Yeah. It was so much going on. It was so much going on at the reception, man. It was just like everything was moving so fast. So
yeah,
it was dope though. It was nice. It was good to have all the crews and everybody out there, man. It was dope. A lot of love in the building. It was a lot of love in the building. It was dope, man. So, but yes, episode 210. Mm-hmm. Man, we had 210. That's fucking wild.
210.
210. Yes, man. As always, man. Look. Of course, we got the new format show. You know, we're gonna talk about.
Streets saying cut the mics up.
Oh, man.
Streets is saying turn up
cut
the mics.
Cut the mics?
We a little too low. Okay.
Really?
We a little too low. Hold on.
Is this something you got control over here?
Oh, I got you. Yeah. Okay. So we got Sonny back in the building.
Sonny up in here.
You know, nigga abandoned me last week.
I'm sorry.
He ain't.
That man was taking a nap.
That man was asleep.
He was asleep. Hey, y'all, Smokey taking the shit.
Hey, y'all, Smokey taking the shit. He's out. I ain't gonna tell nobody else.
How'd
that sound, y'all?
You sounding better? Sound like you're trying to whisper to someone here.
Look, hey, we might be trying to get our yin yang twins on. You trying to bring that back?
What about now? Is it better?
What about now? Is we good?
Hello, Justin.
Hello. 7.5. Yeah. Are we all right? Say something.
Nah,
see, now y'all ain't gonna talk.
All right.
Motherfucker. Yes, sir. Okay, we're good.
Okay, all right. Bam.
All right, that'll work. I ain't gonna bubble up too much. All right. We ain't doing the intro over again, though, so y'all gonna have to do that shit.
Sorry.
Hey, y'all deal with that.
Intro is louder.
I fix it in post.
It is what it is.
Okay, I stopped chewing, Diogen. I stop. All right, cool. Yes, so, of course, you know, we're gonna be talking about the Nintendo Day, March 10th day.
Mario Day. Respect that man's name.
Mario Day. Akuma, I hope I'm saying that right. I just read, when I saw him, I was like, oh, man, they bringing that dude. I thought they was gonna have him originally on, like, the original cast of Street Fighter. So Akuma,
he's usually like a bonus character. Extra, okay, yeah, he's never really been a character that comes like out the gate on games. But yeah.
Okay, gotcha. And then, you know, we're gonna definitely talk about the whole Spider-Man Great Web trailer leaked online. It's crazy. That's a crime that we're not getting this, or we're not getting it yet. I don't know. And then of course, you know, RIP to the great legendary, and I'm gonna mess up his name.
You say the name. Akira Toriyama.
Yes, Akira Toriyama.
Don't. Why you try?
I still try. I'm still trying. Let me do it.
Akira Toriyama, y'all.
I'm still trying. Okay, cool. So yeah, we're gonna talk about that. But first, we're gonna talk about the games that we played. Mm. So what you got, Granddad? You been playing anything? The streets still got you out here busy.
Streets got me out here looking like a hoe.
Damn, you still out here looking like a hoe?
Looking like a hoe.
Bruh, so you haven't gained at all?
Nah, bruh.
None? Nope. Nothing. Like, not even Fortnite. Not even Fortnite with your son?
Bro, see what happened was, when after the podcast, right, I had to leave. I went to a city called Phoenix.
He said I went to a city.
And then after that, I had to go to another city called Vegas.
Damn.
And after that, I had to go to another city called Orlando.
Could have brought your Switch with you.
Nigga, I should have. Because I was bored as fuck. But by the time I got back, I was like, bro, I had to be a dad. All because it was like, you know, no time to game. However, I think it's going to start like the cloud is going to start dissipating soon.
It's going to start clearing up.
I'm going to see the sunlight one day, y'all.
Okay.
And when I do, it's going to be glorious.
All right. Okay. All right.
So I'm gonna live vicariously through B. Who has been playing games?
Okay, yes. I've been playing games, right? I've been gaming. Even as a newly married man, honeymoon and all, I still managed to find some time to play some games.
There you go.
First of all, I just want to shout out to the community last week. You know, for rolling with me, playing my homie B Jeezy, we was playing Helldivers 2.
Damn, I want to play this.
Playing Helldivers 2, bruh.
Salty.
Radio Raheem, he joined us as well. John Blaze, who's in the Discord. I don't think he's in here on the chat. I don't know what's his name, if he is on Twitch. But Johnny Blaze, he joined in. We was playing some, here we go. Here it is. We was playing some Helldivers 2, which I would say, this game is made for co-op. Like, this game was so much fun. Like, I feel like it's a game that's not made to play by yourself. Even though you can, but co-op, it just amps it up a lot when you play it with homies. Yeah. So yeah, Helldivers 2 is my first time like really really diving into the game, because like I did this, you know, little tutorial stuff just to kind of get used to how to feel of it. But man, this is a game. This is a co-op game. Like if you want to play a game. If you're looking for a good co-op game, mm-hmm. you know, and if you into like third-person shooters and stuff like that, this is the game. This game is it. So it was dope, man. It was definitely dope, you know, for the people to come in and play the game with me. You know, a shout out to y'all as always, man. Y'all are wonderful. I just said it in Discord, and folks was down. Folks was ready, man. So that's what's up, man. I put out the Batman signal, and they came. They came through, man. So
that's good.
Yeah, Helldivers 2 definitely get the two thumbs up for me. So it's not super expensive too. I think when I got it, I think it was only $35-$40 or whatever. I think that's the price tag on it. So
$40.
Yeah, $40. So go ahead. If you thinking about getting it, and if you got homies you can play with it or not, or you can play. Play with me and some of the other homies in Discord that's in our Dead End Gaming Discord, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a dope game, man. It's really It's really dope. That was my first time diving, and I was just like, oh, man.
See what you did there.
Yeah, see what I did there. All right, so Granddad. Bruh.
It's got you, huh?
This game here.
Yeah, buddy, I told you about it.
Lies of P.
I told you about it. It's true.
This game here, if I hate that I'm a year, you know, a little bit of about 7 months later in this game.
Ooh, I remember this one.
It took me
Keep
like
your ass, didn't
he was beating my ass.
The fuck
he
out
was
of
beating
you.
My ass. I got him this
bro,
time
I
though.
I quit.
I got
like
yeah.
For a week, bro. I was like, fuck this nigga, bro. Bro,
I had to sit down for a day and cool off.
Bro,
he was, but I got him. I got him. I finally got him.
Bro, I'm having PTSD.
No, it
bro.
Took me like 4 days to get this dude, bro.
Bro, I'm having PTSD watching this fucking fight,
but
bro.
But yeah, I'm mad that I didn't play this none in 2023 because man. If I did, Granddad, this would have been top three.
I'm telling easy. You, that's why
it would have easily been
barely,
top three.
That's why I made it on the 10th spot. If I would have got more time bruh. And finished it,
bruh.
Before the year was out, yeah. bro, yeah, it would have probably been up
bruh.
Higher on the list.
This game, I mean, I haven't finished it yet, but I you know, I don't know how far I am. Do you remember? Did you finish?
You was a good chunk.
I'm
in.
A good
you
chunk. In?
You
okay.
A chunk in. You know?
Okay.
But you
still yeah, got some man. To do. Yeah, man. Lies man. Of P, bruh. This game
cooking
here,
that motherfucker. That's what you do.
Is
yes, sir.
Bruh, this game is dope. It's dope. It's dope. Once I got the combat down,
yeah,
like you know, yeah, it was definitely tough at first. But once you start hooking your player up, and you know, you get the combat down and everything, it's right. it's not that hard. I mean, it's not like that super hard, like everyone was saying it was. But man, this game,
that life bar just lasts forever, bro.
Bruh, don't it?
I'd be like, bro,
come on,
I hit you like 700 times.
Like
nigga.
I'm tearing you up, bro. Like come on, this is crazy.
Damn, that but shit yeah. be hot, bro.
No, this game, this man, they pulled this one off. They pulled this one off.
I hope they so, do a sequel.
Yeah, that was crazy, man. That was
I mean,
crazy.
I kind of do, but then for my
it's
sanity,
so,
I do. I don't.
It's so
but,
convenient.
You know.
It's so convenient. That's dope. Because I can able. I it's so dope to like record my gameplay and just load it right on my YouTube channel right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
right?
It's so easy to do that. I like that. So then, of course, y'all know. I mean, this
yeah, to do it as always.
Yeah, of course, I stay playing this game, so I got to make time for this game. Division 2, mm-hmm. playing this. You know, of course, I'm getting ready for that DLC. We was running this particular clip right here. We was running the not the incursion, but the raid, because a couple of people still haven't got the Eagle Bear. It's one of the exotic assault rifles.
Right.
So usually, I play to try to help the homies get guns that I already got. Uh-huh. So yeah, this is one of the boss fights in the this was the third boss fight in the raid. So the raid is an 8-player mode, mm-hmm. team mode, and then the incursion is a 4-player team mode. So you still get exotics and stuff in the incursion. So yeah, this was just okay. one of the this we had to wipe on this one. I think yeah, I think we all died on this first run. But typically we run through this without dying, but we had a new guy in here that never ran it before.
Yeah,
so
they got y'all pinned down pretty good right here.
No, that's how you fight. Like, we all kind of be pinned up, and then we just all take turns hitting both of those. For this particular boss fight, we gotcha. Take turns, but yeah, I got smoked. But, yeah, this was one of the raids. So, yeah, of course, yeah, Division. You know, I'm the exotic collector in that damn game. I think I got damn near almost every exotic gun in this game, probably except for three. So, like, I can show y'all, like, a picture of my exotic gun case. I mean, just filled with all the dope exotics that this game come with. So, yeah, it's just like that's what I've been playing, man. So, yeah, those are the games and the joints I've been playing. And I forgot to record some footage of this, but I've been playing Path of Exile as well, the first one. I mean, of course, because I'm kind of getting ready for this beta that's supposed to be dropping in June. So, which is I think it's going to be 10 times better than this. And then this one is pretty damn good. Now that I started diving into Path of Exile. It's like bye-bye Diablo. Like I feel like Diablo is about to be extinct after playing Path of Exile for this little minute and now waiting for part two. Mm-hmm. Can't wait. So yeah, those are the games I've been playing for this past week, man. So but yeah, that Lies of P, Granddad, bruh.
You, bro.
I'm so hooked. It's I good. Am so hooked on this
it's
damn
like,
game.
It's frustrating as fuck, but it's so
but
good.
But it's so good, yeah.
So it's like it keeps calling your name.
It keeps calling me, bro. Like every time, like I'll be like, hey, I'm gonna play some Division, and I'm like, no, I fired the Xbox. Let me play some Lies of P.
Yeah,
because it's on, you know, it's on
Game
it's
Pass.
On Game Pass. So yep. Yeah, that's why I'm just like, man, dude, that game got me hooked. Used to play the hell of shit. Yo, Presto T, bro, I'm late on the Path of Exile. Presto T. When I saw Path of Exile 2, I was like, holy fucking shit. Because I was already playing Diablo 4. So when I saw Path of Exile 2, I was like, well, let me see. And some of my other homies was playing Path of Exile. And they were like, B, you need to get on this damn with Diablo. And yeah, they were right. Path of Exile is dope. So yeah, Presto T, you a real one for knowing about that one. But yeah, man, that's it for the games that we play. So hopefully next week, I'm trying to I'm going to play something different, y'all. I'm going to play some different stuff. I saw some stuff on Game Pass that I've downloaded. And I'm like, oh, man, I want to try these. I want to try some of these games out. So I'm expecting my next time when I say the games that I played, it's going to be some different games, y'all. It's definitely going to be some different games that I've been playing recently. So, there we go.
That's a bet. All right, y'all. So we're going to go ahead and hop into this gaming news. And we're going to start off. First and foremost, let's just start off with this because we got to. The late, great Akira Toriyama, unfortunately, passed away earlier about a week and a half ago. I think we were on the 1st or the 2nd at the age of 68. For those who don't know who Akira Toriyama is, he is most notably known as the creator of Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z. Like,
probably one of the most popular, if not popular, the most popular anime ever.
Of all time. Like, yeah, I mean, look. Look.
Even if you don't watch it, people know. They know of it. They might know a character or two. Even if they don't watch it. Yeah, everybody knows Goku is. Like, you know, it's like, come on, how you never heard of Goku?
Toriyama, like I said, he shaped childhoods and generations upon generations. Like, I grew up. I mean, Toonami was a vibe. Like, I would come home from school, rush home, so I could make sure I didn't miss Toonami and miss Dragon Ball Z. I made sure I watched that shit every fucking day because I was that into it. That was my entry into anime, which a lot of people entry to anime was Dragon Ball Z, especially us black people, because, like, no, that was the one. That was the one that resonated with us the easiest and fastest. But, I mean, his influence has spawned worldwide. I mean, Dragon Ball has had many lives. I mean, you got Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z, GT, Super, all the movies. But not only that, it's also spawning so many other versions of culture, like gaming, like I said. And Toriyama himself was heavy in gaming. Of course, we've had the Dragon Ball games, you know, the Dragon Ball Budokais and the Budokai Tenkaichis, Dragon Ball FighterZ, which I believe is one of the best fighting games that came out in the past 10 years. I love Dragon Ball FighterZ. Dragon Ball Z Kakarot, which, you know, revisits the entire story of Goku, but he's also had hands in games like Chrono Trigger and Dragon Quest and some other ones. But also, if you know about Jocko and the manga series, he's also he's created a lot. You know, he's done a lot. Dr. Slump, like a ton of stuff. He's very, very pivotal in the anime, but also just, you know, the pop culture and the creation of so many iconic figures and characters, or having a hand in a lot of things. So when I heard the news, it was very sad. A lot of people said, I mean, there's memorials going for him. I mean, they had cartels doing ceasefires. Bro, I'm telling you, this man moved people, bro. He did. And his creations moved people. Like, people thought they was fucking Super Saiyans, bro.
Yeah.
You know, people thought that they, you know, they...
Shout out to Jalen.
I'm telling you, bro. Like, straight up. So to have a loss like this, at the age of 68, I mean, you know, we thought we'd have Toriyama for a lot, you know, at least a little bit more longer than that. But the legacy that he left behind is going to last forever. I mean, there's never going to be a generation that does not know what Dragon Ball Z is, or what he's created, or what he's influenced or been a part of. So I just wanted to, you know, start the show off with saying rest in peace and thank you to Akira Toriyama, because your creations, you know, like, impacted me as well as a lot of other people in this world. And we ain't gonna ever get another one of you. So RIP to Toriyama. If you're not familiar with his work, at least, at the very least, go watch some Dragon Ball. Go see some of the most, he's giving you some of the most iconic moments in pop culture just off that show. But any games, like I said, a lot of games, he's done character design and helped create these as well too. So just look him up and see what he's done, and kind of show some support by just checking out what he's done, the legacy he left behind. And, yeah, y'all, he's up there training with King Kai for good now. You know, we don't need to get the Dragon Balls. Let that man rest. He's done his work. And RIP to Toriyama. So,
do they still come on? Do they still have, like, new episodes of Dragon Ball Z?
So they are actually creating a new series. So it's called Dragon Ball Daima. I think it's called Daima.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to continue creating this series. I think Goku is now back to being a child in this series. But, you know, like I said, because they just came off of Super, and they had the movies and things like that. So now they're going this direction. So that's still going to be in the works. I'm pretty sure. The team over at Toei Animation and Funimation and everybody else who's has a hand in Dragon Ball Z is gonna keep his, you know, vision and his, you know, his stories alive through this new series. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they do with it. But yeah, everything he's done up till now, legendary, iconic. Make sure you check it out. Again, RIP, Akira Toriyama. Hey, look at him. Look at that man. Joy. The joy he brings.
The joy he brings.
The joy he brought to people.
Yeah, R.I.P., right? Man.
Go watch a Super Saiyan transmission today. It'll make you feel better.
He said it'd make you feel better.
Right? It really does. It makes you feel, like you can do anything.
R.I.P. to the legend.
R.I.P. to the GOAT. All right, y'all. And with that being said, we're going to move on to another GOAT and legend who's still here, and the creator still here. Mario had his infamous Mario 10 Day, or Mario March 10th, which is Mario Day if you look at the letters. But Mario Day was this past March 10th. For those who don't know, it's a day that celebrates Mario and everything that Mario has been able to do. And it's also a day where you get some good-ass deals. So we're going to put you on right now because Mario Day on the Nintendo.
They rarely go on sale.
Yeah. This you know Nintendo don't do sales.
Right.
Especially for their first part. So this is your shot.
This is
your chance. So Mario is doing a week-long sale. They usually do this every year. So if you look, and before we get into the sales, let's see what else they got. So they did a presentation. So first of all, Paper Mario, the Thousand Year Door, is going to launch again, a relaunch, on May 23rd, as well as Luigi's Mansion 2. On June 27th, and then classic Game Boy. For those who OGs know about the Game Boy, one of the first handhelds featuring Mario will arrive this week. Classic Game Boy title, not the actual Game Boy, but titles will be Switch online.
Dr. Mario, Golf, yes, Mario Tennis. I remember those joints.
Yeah, so these games will be available on the eShop or going into the summer. Classic games from like the GameCube or whatnot. Also, you're going to be able to get deals on other games such as Mario Party Superstars, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, Luigi's Mansion 3, Mario Golf Super Rush, Yoshi's Crafted World, Mario Tennis Aces, and a whole bunch of other Mario titles. They're going for sale right now up until the 17th. So as of recording, it's the 12th now. If you're hearing this on the audio version, that would be the 15th. You still got time.
Yeah.
You still got time to go to the eShop and get you one of these Mario deals. But the biggest news out of all this is the announcement of the sequel to the Super Mario Bros. Movie that was widely successful, that came out last year. I believe it was last year it came out.
Yeah, it was last year. So it's a sequel or
it's
it?
The official sequel of this movie. So Shigeru Miyamoto, the creator of Mario, made an appearance, and he said that the Mario Bros. Movie is in works. It's in production right now, and it's scheduled to arrive April 3rd of 2026. So we got 2 years, y'all. Two more years before the next Mario movie comes out. But based on, you know, how well the first one was received, I took my kid to see that shit 3 times. Well, he saw it 3 times because he loved the movie. So it did very well. I'm pretty sure this movie will do just as well, if not better.
It's on Netflix now.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so go watch it now if you ain't seen it. But I'm looking forward to this one. I'm going to be, you know, like I said, two years is a long way. But look, it gives him the time to make a better movie. I can't wait to see the story. I can't wait to see the homie Yoshi, because he gonna be in up in that thing.
My nigga gonna be
shot.
The way they ended that, it's like, yep.
My nigga got the end credits in, because that's how gangster he is.
Yep.
And now he gonna be up in there wreaking havoc. I can't wait. To see the homie Yoshi. You know.
Yeah, no, that Mario was a surprisingly good movie. Like I said, that and like this at the Sonic. So yeah, they've been kind of doing good with these video game movies so far. You know what I'm saying? We just gotta hope they can redeem themselves with Mortal Kombat. I don't know if they will or not, but we'll see. But I'm looking forward to the new Super Mario Bros. Movie. Hey, have you played those Luigi Mansion games? I heard they were pretty good.
So good.
I've never played the Luigi.
They underrated. The Luigi Mansion games are very underrated.
I've never played them.
He's a player. Play them shits. All three of them.
Three is the one that's on Switch, right? What's the one that came out on Switch?
That's Switch, yeah.
Three?
Yeah, the first two came out on GameCube. No. The first one came out on GameCube. I think the second one came out on Wii.
Okay.
Or maybe Wii U. Wii or Wii U, and then the third one came out on Switch.
Okay.
But they all good.
Okay.
All of them is good. So shout out to Luigi out here putting out good games. You know, you overshadowed by your brother. We know. You still got working out here in the streets that's quality. You know? They might have come to you first, but, if Mario ain't available, they'll swing by your block. You know?
That's
so be
quality.
Proud of that.
That's quality.
Be proud of that.
Oh, man. That's hilarious. Oh, they got Mario Golf on sale?
Hit those sales. If it's any of them games that you've been looking for or eyeballing and you know Nintendo ain't going to drop them prices, this is the time to do it. You got until the 17th to get them sales and them deals. Even though these games are all old as fuck, still. Like Mario Kart 8, come on, bro. Come on. That should be on sale forever. That game been out. That's the GTA. That's the GTA 5 and Nintendo, bro.
That should be.
That shit been out forever, nigga.
Why is that price still full price?
Damn, bro. They holding us. They just not getting this on sale. It's the best Mario Kart since 64, bro. So I don't blame them.
Yeah, I can't believe this. That game is still going strong. With the prices. It's insane. It's crazy.
It is, because they know we going to buy it, bro.
Yeah, they do.
They know they got that good shit.
I wonder how's that Mario Golf.
It's fun, bro. All them games be fun as fuck, bro. The Mario Golf, the Mario Tennis, they do their thing with them games, bro.
I ain't gonna lie. I'd be curious. I'd be like, man, I bet that Mario Golf. Because I got the
Tennis Aces, that game is fun as fuck.
It is?
It is, bro. Because it's not just like regular tennis. Like, there's a whole story mode in there.
It is?
Bro, it's a whole thing that got going on over there, bro. So, yeah.
Mario Tennis Aces.
Man.
I might mess around and get both of these then. Somebody on sale.
I'm telling you, they know what they're doing over there.
Might as well.
Because I've been looking for something else to play on my Switch too. I haven't powered my Switch in a Legend of Zelda.
Breath of the Wild.
Tears of Kingdom.
Yeah.
Last time I fired up my Switch, so yeah, I need. But I was on that thing for man. Let me tell you something. That Legend of Zelda took my damn life. So yeah, that was last time I was firing up that Switch a lot. So I need something else to fire up my Switch with, man. What I need to do is finish up that Bayonetta 2. That's what I need.
Ain't finished that shit, bro.
At least I finished the first one. I just haven't finished. I started the second one.
You gotta still get the 3.
I know. And what's crazy? I purchased 3 too. I purchased both of them. I purchased all 3 of them.
Sorry, Bayonetta. He doing you wrong.
You know what I'm saying? I purchased all 3 of them.
Doing you wrong, Cereza.
All 3 of them, and here I am, just got games sitting in my damn Switch. I know, right? It's crazy. I'm
playing the damn Division all day. Bruh. Bayonetta just sitting there.
Bruh. Hey, Liza P. Don't forget
Division
about
Division ain't got the yams.
Liza P.
Division ain't got the damn yams.
I'm playing Liza P too.
He ain't got the yams either, bro.
But you know it's a good ass game, though.
What?
Liza P. You know it's a good ass game.
Yeah. I ain't mad at you for that one.
You know what I'm saying? Dang. I'm playing Helldivers 2.
Hey, man.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm playing everything.
Bro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to play everything up in here.
The neglect is crazy. But no, speaking of crazy, what's also crazy is that Spider-Man hold us and then give us something that would have been crazy for us.
Bruh.
A leak had dropped over this past week, y'all, that Spider-Man, a trailer. So it was something called Spider-Man The Great Web, and which was a multiplayer. I don't know if it was an expansion or it was going to be a standalone game. I don't know what the fuck it was going to be. But basically, it was going to be multiplayer Spider-Man, y'all, where you and a squad of spider niggas was going to go. Wait, let me finish. Let me do it again.
Oh, my God.
You and a squad of your spider niggas go around the city fucking shit up, bro. Look at them. Bro, think about you and the squad, bro, suited up.
Bruh.
All kinds of web slinging around.
Suited and booted.
Beating these niggas' ass in the streets.
Man.
For the name of justice.
Because you remember when they first showed us the teaser trailer for Spider-Man 2 and we saw Peter and Miles, we thinking like, oh, man, this could be like the first little like co-op type of thing. So, you know, unfortunately, it wasn't co-op, but, you know, still a dope game. But, yeah, this would be a good way, like you mentioned, if they do like a if they, you know, hit us with like a little small DLC with some multiplayer Spider-Man going on, this would be a good tester. It would be a great tester, you know, to see how this multiplayer worked.
Right. Look at this shit, bro.
Bruh.
This is like a completely fit. Look at that shit, bro. You don't want to get a squad of 4 of your homies and we out here just beating. Look at that. Bro, that would have been. Bro, I want it. Why would you do this and not give it to us? Come on, bro. Look at that.
Like, man. Look how crazy that would be right there.
Bro, the teamwork.
I know, I want it.
I like it, and I want it.
I like it, and I want it.
Now, Insomnia, you can do the easy way or the hard way.
Come on, bro. Like, all the villains in here, we can just team up.
Team up.
And whoop ass.
And the customization because of all the different.
Because all different, like each Spider-Man, will kind of have that. Yeah, that's crazy.
This is what, like, I don't understand why we didn't get this with Spider-Man 2. Like, I don't know why we didn't get this or like what the issue was, because this shit would have been crazy.
The only thing I could think was that maybe they just wanted to really just go ahead and get the Venom thing out of the way before they got
that. But you can be Venom in this. They show Venom in there fucking shit up too.
That's what I'm saying. Just go ahead and get that story out, that stuff out of the way.
Man, at least say it's for the DLC, but they talk about this shit scrapped, bro.
Right. Damn. Like, why would you want to scrap that?
Why would you do that? Who made that decision? Yeah. Because the shit leaked? That's
a horrible decision.
Shit leak every day, B.
That's crazy.
Damn, bro. Still, you can drop it.
That's a horrible decision.
That's like, you look. Come on, just because you leak some shit don't mean, like, that means the streets want it. GTA had leaks, you don't see them quitting.
Right.
Y'all need to, y'all being some.
We still getting GTA 6 next year.
Y'all being, man, look. Insomniac, I fuck with y'all, but that was some punk ass shit. Gonna show, gonna let that shit just get out in the world.
You sound mad, man.
Tell him why you mad, man.
Tell him why you mad.
You know why, bro. I'm trying to run with the spider niggas, bro.
Dang, man.
Bro, I'm trying to, man.
That's
this
name
better
of,
look.
That's name of the show, Spider Niggas.
You think X-Men would be crazy? Just a group of just like a whole bunch of look, all the spiders from all the universe. Peter Parker, Miles Morales.
That can't fizzle out like Web. That can't fizzle out like the Avengers game.
It can't, bro. It's already set up, bro. Just throw them all in there. Bro, this is what we doing. We going to run over to Brooklyn and fuck these niggas
and
up.
And there's so many villains
in that.
We're
going to swing over to Queens.
So many villains in that world.
Man.
We can make it work.
Bro.
Can you imagine that, bro?
Bro. I'm just saying. Missed opportunity.
Speaking of Flaming Out, what's that Suicide Squad look like? You heard anything about that?
Talk about that bullshit?
Huh?
We talking about that bullshit?
I mean, I'm just asking because I haven't heard nothing.
I have no
idea. They promoted the fuck out this movie.
Hey, bro.
I mean, that game. And, like, it's like it just came and went. People in the chat, man, what's the word? Is that another Avengers? Like,
man,
remember they was hyping up that Avengers
this
game?
This wouldn't happen to Spider niggas.
Bruh.
Say that right now.
Like, what happened with Suicide Squad?
This shit would have did what Suicide Squad thought it was going to do.
Yeah.
You know. That's what I'm just saying.
It's kind of disappointing, too, because Rocksteady's been pretty much batting 100 up until
this
game.
They have. I just think it wasn't their proper lane going this route. They should have just stuck with their bread and butter with what they were doing with
the Batman Arkham series. Or they should have did like how you was mentioning about Guardians of the Galaxy.
Or do it the Guardians of the Galaxy style. Yeah. So I think they just went the wrong way about presenting the game. I don't think the game visually looks great. I'm pretty sure it's very entertaining. I'm pretty sure there has some fun elements to it, but I just don't think it's going to stick to the ribs like they thought it was.
Damn, that's a damn shame.
Just like we're never going to get this. Hopefully, maybe we will. Maybe they did this and they're going to revamp it, rename it, you know, add some more shit, and then we'll get it for DLC. Because this is too much of an opportunity to not let happen.
Or you know what? I wait a year if we get a full game. If we get a full game of that, of like the co-op, I'll wait a full year.
You know, or like an online thing, like how they do with GTA.
I'm cool with that too.
Yeah, but just make it happen. That's what I'm saying. Make it happen.
But like I said, yeah, if you, sometimes though, with these multiplayers, that means you got to have servers and just give us a good game. Because sometimes these games that have servers and stuff,
right.
Like Helldivers 2, for example. Helldivers 2 is definitely shaky coming out the gate.
Servers was giving
y'all. It's gotten better now, but it was definitely shaky. So, I'd rather us wait for them to give us a good co-op Spider-Man game and where servers are not crappy or anything like that. So, I can be patient. I can wait. I can definitely wait. I'm cool with that.
All right. Well, look, speaking of wait, you're going to have to wait for that nigga Akuma.
Why?
Because he's on the way. He just ain't here yet. Street Fighter 6, y'all. You know, one of the my fighting game of the year last year. They just dropped Ed in February as the newest character. And as of, I believe, yesterday, they released a teaser trailer for their next DLC. I think this is going to close out the first round of DLCs. But it's highly, highly requested. He had to be in the game. The one, the only, Akuma is back, y'all. And he looks good. He look real fucking. Like, the design of this motherfucker on this game. The design of all the characters in Street Fighter 6 are great. But they did a really good job presenting Akuma. He a scary motherfucker to play.
Y'all about to say, what's his background? What's his backstory?
He is like the, I believe he created the, I'm trying to, I don't want to butcher the name. The Hado. Basically the energy for the Hadouken. And the energy that Ken and Ryu possess, so does Akuma and stuff like that. But I think he's like one of the creators of it. I forget his true backstory because he's very mysterious. But somebody will help me in the chat. But basically, you don't fuck with him.
So who's worse, him or M. Bison? Like, who would be somebody you'd be like, between them two.
You don't fuck with high-level psycho power in Bison, but this Akuma is also.
That's what I'm saying.
So I still say Akuma.
So you still say.
I still say I'd be more worried about, like, Akuma was worse.
So Akuma in Bison's ass?
I think so.
Whoa.
A Bison could probably hold it down for a little
Bison
bit.
And Bison be. He,
but
he ain't no
Akuma
joke.
Is like a different breed. Like, his Hado is wild, bro.
Is he even stronger than Ryu's?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. I mean, if you talk about Ryu when he gets when he goes evil, Ryu is a little bit closer to it, but Akuma, like prime Akuma, is a bad motherfucker.
So have we ever seen Akuma and evil Ryu go at it?
I mean, not like I guess like a movie wise or something. Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think they've had evil Ryu face against Akuma in like a show or a series or movie. But you know, that'll be interesting.
Yeah,
but
every time I see Akuma, I'm like, man, this dude looks badass. So I'll just be thinking like, okay, who would Akuma M. Bison? Because I know see M. Bison, I'd be like, man, M. Bison a badass.
And strange enough, Akuma has heavy ties in with Tekken as well, because he's always been like this recurring guest character on Tekken.
Really?
Yeah. And him and Hayashi got this thing going on, this little, because he's involved in kind of Hayashi's story as well. So it's like, it's cool how they kind of like spilled his lore into two different franchises and whatnot, and how they connected it. But Akuma's like a very like, you know, pivotal character in the Street Fighter universe. I mean, he's been around for decades, so it's cool that he's. I mean, it's a given he was gonna be in the game. Like you can't have a Street Fighter game without Akuma.
Because when I saw the trailer, I was like, oh, they bringing him back. Like not back, but it's like, okay, yeah, they finally, you know. Because I was wondering why I thought he was gonna be like the original, you know, folks. Once the game when Street Fighter 6 first dropped, I thought he was gonna be like
Akuma. Nah. Because Street Fighter 6 wanted to kind of like build new stars as far as like new characters to really like be that stable. That's why you have like Luke and other stuff like that. But then they had to bring back the OGs as well for the OG players.
Okay.
But Akuma, like I said, was never like a character that was like, you're the main focal point. He's always been sort of like that, that like ominous character that's like that big badass motherfucker that just shows up. He's like a special attraction, if anything. So he's like that special attraction type of character that holds a lot of weight, but they don't really center the full story around him.
Damn, I didn't know that. Deogen said Akuma and Gouken were brothers. Which Gouken was I remember that Gouken being Ryu's and Ken's master.
Right. So that's the story. So yeah, him. So Ryu and Ken's master, Gouken.
His brothers with
their brothers, and they created the Hado, which is the fighting style that Ken and Ryu.
Yeah.
But
that's why they fight the same. That's why
Akuma kind of went off the rails, and they had that rift, and then so that's kind of like the whole situation.
So I wonder why we didn't get him to like later Street Fighter games. Like why he wasn't in Street Fighter 2, you know, like.
It's just like, you know, you just have to add more characters into the lore and stuff like that. Because, I mean, you start with Street Fighter 2. I mean, Street Fighter didn't really take off until Street Fighter 2 anyway. Like, it didn't really take off.
Yeah.
And everything was really centered around just like this handful of characters. It was like, and the tournament itself. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Shadaloo and M. Bison and, you know, it was like, oh, you got to, you know, you fight the tournament and you beat them Bison and you get whatever you want. Sort of like how, you know, the King of the Iron Fist type thing.
Gotcha.
So it wasn't until like later on when it really caught on that they started kind of building and fleshing out these characters with stories and identities and their past and things like that. So you could really like open it up okay, well, where does, you know, how did Ken and Ryu learn their fighting?
Yeah.
Okay, well then who's this other character? Oh, he's the brother of the master of Ken and Ryu. And so now they can just add layers to the story and keep
that
it
makes
going.
Sense. That
so
makes
that's kind of how it ended up. Cause I think Akuma, he didn't show up till like three. And one of the iterations of three.
Okay.
Cause
there's
like a million iterations of Street Fighter.
Okay.
So yeah.
Oh, okay. Damn. That's what's up. Learn something new today.
So, yeah. So, but he will be out in April, I believe. I think that's what they said. April, he will be dropping.
Okay.
Spring, which is April. So,
okay, yeah.
So I'm going to guess because they just dropped Ed. We'll
probably
say
early
I'm
May,
say
maybe, or sometime in May.
April, May. Yeah. Look for Akuma. Sorry. Speaking of May.
Yeah, hold on real quick before you go to that.
Uh-huh.
Still in fighting. What you think of the Peacemaker from Mortal Kombat, the new character they revealed?
So I've been hearing he's already been nerfed, but
so he's been like
already been toned down a little bit, which also happens. But so with Peacemaker, because I haven't been playing, I haven't had a chance to really play yet. But I've seen videos of him. So based on the visuals of seeing how he plays, he reminds me, if I try to go back to like Mortal Kombat, the last Mortal Kombat game 11, he's got sort of like a mixture of like RoboCop and Rambo, but also he's got these other. He's got like a very zone heavy approach to him, but he also seems like when he gets in close, he can fuck you up as well.
Yeah.
So he's a good mix of both. But I think he's just got some real crazy setups that they had to kind of like tone down, and that's it with any DLC character. But he looks fun.
So now who we have left now from the characters?
So I think we have Takeda. We have
Oh, I remember Ticket from Mortal Kombat 10. Yeah, Takeda. He was one of my favorite characters in Mortal Kombat 10.
We have Homelander. And I think
he might be last, though, you think?
Homelander is going to be last.
Yeah.
So Takeda.
Is it Rain?
We already got Rain. Rain was already in the base game.
Okay.
No, so we've already had
another one of them. Was it Ermac?
Ermac? No. We have no. So Ermac, I think, is next. Because we've had we started off with Omni-Man, then we got Quan Chi, and then we got Peacemaker.
Mm-hmm.
So now I think we got Takeda, Ermac, and Homelander left. Because I think there are six DLCs.
Okay.
I think Takeda, Ermac, and Homelander are the next one. So we're going to most likely get a Mortal Kombat character. So it'll probably be Takeda or Ermac. Well, they might just do back-to-back Takeda, Ermac. Because I know they're going to wait for the last one to be Homelander.
Yeah, yeah. It might coincide. Well, because when a new season of The Boys coming out, I feel like that's dropping soon. I remember seeing a trailer.
Yeah, I saw a trailer or a teaser image.
I can't remember the dates. I wonder, are they going to try to release that in the same time this new season of The Boys coming?
They might. They try to coincide with things like that. Yeah. But also, I've heard that they said that the voice actor or the actor who plays Homelander in the show, he's not doing the voice. I mean, he said he's not.
John
doing the
Cena
voice.
Did the voiceover. For
yeah, John it. Cena did the Peacemaker. So yeah. John Cena did Peacemaker. And usually with these characters, the original voice actors do the voices. The voice. The only other one was Terminator wasn't done by Arnold Schwarzenegger. He didn't do it. So he had somebody else. Okay. So Terminator didn't play his voice. Well, Arnold Schwarzenegger didn't play the Terminator voice. So hopefully we do get the original Homelander, but he said himself he didn't do it. So I don't know if he's just trolling or if he really didn't do it, but if they did, it's gonna be interesting to see who they get the voice.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like it's gonna be kind of weird.
That voice is too distinguished, man.
Exactly.
Like, dang.
So and it's gonna take away from actually the character, but So I'm gonna try to test out Peacemaker as well. Like I said, I said on the last podcast, I've been kind of like waning a little bit on Mortal Kombat, but especially since Tekken's been out. But they're still gonna keep playing it. I mean, I'm pretty sure we're gonna get more DLC. More things are in the pipeline for Mortal Kombat 1. So it's still a very good fighting game, though. So if you ever played it, I still suggest that you give it a shot. Speaking of giving it a shot, they back for the first time in May. We gave this a shot for the beta, and now they finally, we kind of forgot about it, but they back.
Because they went on a hiatus. You know what I'm saying?
Did. Multiverses, y'all, is back officially and ready to officially drop May 28th. Multiverses, which is the Warner Brothers Discovery, Warner Brothers version of Smash Bros. Now, if you remember, but last year.
2022.
Yeah, 2023. Yeah, last year.
It debuted 2022.
Oh, really? Yeah. Was that long ago?
July 2022.
Fuck, nigga. Damn.
Yeah, man.
Damn. Well, anyway, however long that shit was.
Brought in 20 million players.
It did. I was one of them. We played it on the channel a few times, and it's a very fun game. It was very, very well done. I like the roster. I mean, you had Shaggy, you had Batman, Superman, LeBron James.
I think Warner Brothers alone. I think Morty. we were saying how it can kind of compete with Smash. Not saying that it overtakes Smash, of course.
But
Smash is
the
original
competitor.
Yeah, it can be a solid competitor or a solid like a break from. Now that Smash kind of like, I think they're not servicing that game no more, right? Like all the characters is on Smash.
I mean,
like
they're pretty much done.
So yeah, this is a good game to kind of get that Super Smash itch for all the Super Smash Brothers players. Like, I feel like this is a good game for it.
No, yeah, for sure. And like I said, a lot of games try to do this and they don't really like the Nickelodeon game and the Sony. The PlayStation All-Stars version of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of these games try, and like I said, they didn't pay that 15%.
Yeah.
But Multiverses, I feel, has the best shot based on just roster depth ability. Because a lot of these other games didn't have the depth or the ability to have so many crossover players.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one thing that really made Smash stick out, was that you could hit anybody. You can see anybody from all these different gaming franchises.
Warner
Brothers doesn't have to only do gaming. They can get anybody as long as they're under the Warner Brothers umbrella. And you see it. I mean, like I said, you got Bugs Bunny, and then but you're also facing the Iron Giant versus, the Tasmanian Devil, and then, like I said, LeBron James, and there's so many more that they have in the pipeline that they can pick. It's crazy. And now that this game is officially launching, And they can, like I said, they can continue as long as the player base is there. And if we return on May, which I think it will, I think they'll be able to get at least half their player base back, to back 10 million back upon launch. And as long as they keep servicing the game, giving us the characters that we want, and just being able to do do well, I think I can see this game lasting very long. There's still a lot of players or a lot of characters I want to see in the game. Like I said, I want to see the Powerpuff Girls in here. We need a sort of a Pokemon trainer version where you can like interchange between characters. Powerpuff Girls are the perfect for that. We need that.
You can throw in some Mortal Kombat characters.
Throw in some Mortal Kombat. Like, the Scorpion Sub-Zero. Yeah. Scorpion, definitely. Scorpion Sub-Zero can make it in there.
Yep.
DC's got plenty of other characters that you got.
That's what I'm saying.
That you can go. So yeah, it's crazy. It's wide open.
And they rebuilt it using Unreal Engine 5. So it's probably going to have a more cleaner look than before when we was playing it. During the beta.
Lucky guy that said Powerpuff are too OP. Nah, you just give them certain traits. Sort of like how Pokemon Trainer is. Like, you switch between a Charizard, Squirtle, and Ivysaur. Same thing, Blossom, Bubbles, and Buttercup, they'll have their own traits that you have to kind of swap in between them to do certain things. They can balance them out, but it would be cool. Like, they don't have that in multi. So I said, if you can think of a character that can have that type of trait where you interchange, though that the Powerpuff Girls are that perfect character for it. That's what I'm saying.
No, people would definitely tune in for that and play that.
Oh yeah, and they're fighters, so like it just works out. Like the way that they all have unique abilities and stuff too. So it just it writes itself, as well as other characters. So I'm looking forward to revisiting Multiverses. It's been, like I said, it's been quiet, it's been dormant for a minute, but now with the official launch, the up-res with Unreal Engine 5, and just the wide open catalog of characters that they can incorporate into this. There's no reason that this game...
Neo
from the... Exactly. I'm saying there's no reason. They have so much ammo. This is the only... Like I said, this is the only shot that, aside from Smash Bros., if they do this right, that you can have a legitimate game that people will just be able to say, oh, they have so-and-so in this game, and they'll try it. Mm-hmm. And the game is fun. So that's the thing, too. They knocked that out the park. The game is enjoyable to play. Now it's just about keeping it fresh and keeping the characters and maybe adding like some different modes. Maybe add a story mode to it. Maybe add some things to it. I'm not sure if they did in here, but just add some different modes to it to really like flesh out the game and give it a lot of staying power.
Don't Warner Brothers, they could probably put Harry Potter in there. I think that's Warner
Brothers. Yeah, they can.
Yeah. Man.
I'm telling you, bro.
Wow,
the catalog is crazy.
Wow.
The catalog is crazy.
Because they could throw Harry Potter in there. I think King Kong, I think that's Warner Brothers.
King Kong
in there. Yeah, they can bro, really get extensive with the
I'm telling you, yeah. King Kong versus Iron Giant, battle of big bodies,
bruh. Yeah, they can go deep with this.
I'm telling you, bro, it's so much they can do, with being a part of with the Warner Brothers umbrella is so extensive. Yeah, it's gonna make the game so much more fun too, because it's like, well, who they gonna get next? Because they're gonna bring in so many different fans from so many different audiences.
I think they can get Gizmo from the Gremlins. Like, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's so much that they can do. Yeah,
it's so much they can do.
Now I'm thinking of like stuff that's under Warner Brothers. I'm like, oh snap, Gremlins. They can get Gizmo from Gremlins, bruh. Yeah, it can get hectic.
Yeah. So, like I said, we're gonna see some May, which is actually like it's like 2 months away. Like
yeah, it's not. Away. That's not.
And I'm pretty sure we're gonna see more trailers, updates. I'm pretty sure we're also gonna definitely see more character reveals.
I think who was
all kinds of cool stuff. So yeah,
you said Iron Giant.
He's already in there. Yeah. But I mean,
they could probably get Beetlejuice if they just really wanted to.
They sure can.
That's what I'm saying. Like they could just go all out and just be like, we're bringing everybody up in here, like. They can have a whole because what's the max roster on Super Smash Bros.
70? I think it's like 73.
Oh yeah, they can definitely can go 80 if they want to.
Of course,
like,
they can.
We're gonna get 80 characters. We're just gonna be bringing everybody in one by one.
I mean, there's so many franchises in here, and I'm just looking shit. If they want, they could. I mean, you got like I said, Beetlejuice, Blade Runner. They could get Willy Wonka if they want to.
Damn, Willy Wonka, he sure is Warner Brothers.
Yeah, Ace Ventura, if you want to get Ace, Duck Dodgers.
Dude, that's crazy,
bro. You know, like you said, Gremlins, Harry Potter, like you said, shit, The Hobbit, or Lord of the Rings. Lord of the Rings, they already got Lord of the Rings in here, but it's like, You know, yeah. They got Lego, King Kong, Mad Max, yeah, Matrix. Bro. I'm telling you, bro, I'm just looking. Osmosis Jones
just wacky characters in here.
You know, the Ninja Turtle, yeah. I'm telling you, bro, it's so much that they can do. So much they can do.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that, like, they use this as an event. They've used this time away to really just, like, perfect this game to make it a true competitor to Smash, because we're not going to get another Smash game until the next Nintendo console anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
So they have a wide open window to really build themselves up and really, you know, cement themselves as a good number two between now and whenever we get that next Smash game.
Mm-hmm.
So this is their window of opportunity. Yep. So hopefully,
perfect.
Hopefully they take advantage of it. And like I said, I'm going to go back and revisit it. And as long as the game is good, I'm down to keep playing.
Because they're probably not going to do another Smash until, like, the next Nintendo system. Like, it's the next generation. Like, yeah.
Well, it's not going to be launched either, because they never do Smash games
right,
are launched.
Right.
So it'll be at least
like
a
2027
year,
or something like that.
A year into the next console is mm-hmm. when we'll get the next Smash game. Yeah. At least a year.
Yeah.
So it took them a while to do this one.
Yeah. So I'm just guessing 2027, probably.
Oh, yeah. Probably. Yeah, so. Freddy Krueger, the clown from Pennywise. Yeah.
Bruh. That's right, Freddy Krueger. Bruh.
You know, they got the Boondocks as well. You can get Huey and Riley, or, you know, you get Granddad.
That is
great.
A Stink Meter.
Stink Meter.
Uncle Ruckus. Bruh.
You
yeah.
know, it's wild.
Yeah, Pennywise. They said the clown for me. Pennywise. That's the name.
If I can fight with Stink Meter, it's over. I'm sorry.
Bruh.
Man,
and
if I can
they can't censor him. They can't censor Stink Meter.
They probably will.
They got to because it's a team.
It's a kid.
They couldn't put Stink Meter in there if we wanted to.
Nigga, you better have insurance. Right. Ass whooping insurance.
What you gonna do, nigga? What you gonna
do? Yeah. Nah, bruh. That's crazy. They have to kitty it up, though.
Yeah, they're gonna have to definitely tone it down. So they got to be mindful. But with that being said, though, like, so I hope it works out. I'm excited to see what they do with the new the full version of this game,
because mm-hmm.
I was thoroughly impressed with the beta that they dropped. Had a lot of fun with it, so we'll see. But yeah, a lot's happening this year in gaming, especially in this coming up into the spring. So a lot of games that's already been out are getting some nice good updates or some full launches, and then we still got some big games to drop this year as well. So this year's shaping up to look pretty good, B. Looking really good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, man.
Seeing how
that's gonna play out. Because I remember playing it. It wasn't. I actually had fun playing it. I was like, it's not too bad. It's actually okay.
See, you had a good time. This motherfucker hated it. Hated Smash Bros. But look, Multiverse has got him.
I was like, this wasn't too bad. It was cool.
All right, y'all. So that's gonna do it for our news. We appreciate y'all. Some good stories, some good topics going on. A lot of direct gaming news. Again, like I said, we talked about the multiverses dropping on May 28th. Akuma's coming this spring as well from Street Fighter VI. The Mario Day, March 10th, was, like I said, just not too long ago. But a lot of good deals are out until the end of the week on the 17th. So make sure if you are a fan of Mario or any games, you get them deals. Look out for that Mario movie sequel dropping in 2026. I know I'm taking my kick. He ain't going to be bugging me about it. And then, of course, we honored the late, great Akira Toriyama and all of his contributions to the anime world as well as the gaming world and just the pop culture world. Rest in peace to Akira Toriyama. And, yeah, that's going to do it for part one.
All right.
Now we got to get ready for part two because B got himself a situation he done created. What you got cooking over there?
Nothing, rapid fire. Thing we can do that's gonna probably mess us up.
All right. So y'all, what we gonna do is we gonna go ahead and take a quick ad break. If you're watching this live on Twitch, but if you are listening to us on the audio version, this is gonna wrap up part one. So we appreciate y'all.
We'll see y'all next Friday
for part two. So, but if you're watching us now live on Twitch, you're going to see part two right now. So maybe that means you need to be watching them Twitch streams.
You hopping that question queue if you got any questions.
Hop in that question queue for our Q&A. But like I said, that's going to do it for part one for myself. 4:30. And we will see y'all for part two.